Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu clears himself of the allegations leveled by the rebels. Even though the companions had logically dismissed their tale, the audacity of the rebels had now crossed all limits. Despite the humiliation they had faced, the rebels presented this matter before Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and demanded an answer from him. At the time, many prominent companions were also present in his company. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu responded, "According to the Islamic Sharia, there are only two ways to decide a matter. Either the claimant must present two witnesses, or an oath must be taken by the defendant. It is obligatory upon you, therefore, to present two witnesses in support of your claim. If not, I swear by that God, beside whom there is none worthy of worship, that neither have I written this letter, nor has it been written with my consent, nor have I instructed someone to write it, nor am I aware as to who has written this letter." He further added, "You are aware that at times letters can be forged and stamps may be replicated." When the companions heard this reply of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, they testified to his truth and declared him innocent of the charges. However, this had no effect on the rebels, and why would it? For it was they who had themselves forged the letter. One can wake a person who is asleep, but how can such a person be awakened who pretends to be asleep while he is actually awake? The leaders of the rebels understood very well that this was their own deceit. How could they contemplate the validity and logic of these answers? Their followers had become their slaves. They would listen and obey and accept whatever they were told.